The views and opinions expressed by the hosts of Black Talk Radio News and any guests represents their views and their views only and do not necessarily represent the views of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network. The 11th? Yes, September 11th. So that's when it's supposed to hit us. Now, again, people are still in the recovery or relief phase of Hurricane Harvey. You can go to blacktalkradionetwork.com if you want to donate to a local fundraising effort there. It has raised over $10,000 already, and the goal is to raise about $50,000. Also, the host of Mind, Body, and Spirit Radio, which is Black Rose and Feather Light, longtime members of the network, also Houston-based, they have a fundraiser that they are raising funds in their own relief efforts that they are participating in, as we heard from here yesterday. Now, I just got this video, and this is touching upon what we were talking about yesterday with multiple reports of Black abandonment issues in Houston during rescue operations. And the Red Cross has been singled out. Even before Harvey, people were saying, you know, if you plan on donating, don't give to the Red Cross. You see what their track record was in Haiti and how all that money went missing and the Haitian people really got no relief. And then we heard from Mr. Parker yesterday saying that the Red Cross boats were passing people up. And then Black Rose talked to a Black woman she was helping. And she said the National Guard said that they were going to come back and get them, but they never did. So you have to be very discerning on who you give your money to. Also, Beyonce, there's a church that she supports there. Please check out that video that we issued yesterday. Excuse me, the podcast we issued yesterday from yesterday's broadcast. And you can get some more of that good information. But a video was sent to me on that very subject, so I want to play that video for you.
And we down here in H-Town, you know what I'm saying? It's about to go down with the real, you know what I'm saying? We in here, you know what I'm saying? Check it out. All you people out there donating money down here to Houston, please stop donating your money to all these organizations, Red Cross, United Way, all of them. They scamming the people. They down here trying to make money, and they not going to help these people rebuild nothing. I'm telling you. You better listen to me, because it's real. It's real out here. These people is sitting up here lying to the people, man. That's what's killing me out here. You know what I'm saying? I'm all right. You know what I'm saying? But these people out here lying to the people, collecting all these millions of dollars, and they finna run off. They want a solution. They looking for a solution. Come talk to KC, because KC got a solution. Because stop HEB down here getting this publicity stunt down here at George R. Brown with these trucks passing out this food and this water to these people. But you go two blocks around the corner, and they charging other people for food. People ain't got no jobs. People can't go to work. And you going to charge them around the corner? Yeah, they got a little piece of roof still over their head, but they don't have nothing. So y'all out here with this publicity stuff running scams to rank up y'all ranks and y'all ratings on these stations, and y'all reporting what y'all want to do, and y'all not getting it to the people real. You've been lying to the people, talking about chemical plant. I've been telling you for 2 days it's going to blow up. I've been telling you. I got inside information on a lot of stuff, and I'm telling you, I've been reporting it and giving it to you raw and real. If you ain't listening, then that's on you. But they out here scamming the people. I'm letting you know. So all you celebrities donating money and sending it, we appreciate you. We appreciate you, but that ain't helping the people. You really want to help the people? Find somebody who live in Houston, Texas, and talk to them people and get them people some help. Help families. Start one family at a time. I don't care where you start, on the rich side or the poor side. Everybody need help. This ain't about white and black. This ain't about rich and poor, because everybody out here is messed up. You know what I'm saying? And then if you really want to know how to help these people, why is Home Depot and Lowe's, I just want to know why Home Depot and Lowe's ain't donating? Okay, you got $1 million to donate. Somebody put $1 million over there at Home Depot and open up the doors and let these people start getting these walls and pieces of roofs and everything they need to fix their houses. Why the people ain't over here at the schools? They started talking about schools reopening. Now you want to send my kids in there with some mold because you ain't changed out none of this sheetrock. You know what I'm saying? I'm really upset about how they doing these people out here, man. This and Remy Hot, they playing the people. They making millions. They finna go. They talking about bringing in trailers. You ain't got no land, but you finna find somewhere to put some trailers on and keep the people in because you got to open up your stadiums and all this. You got to have your gun show at GRB, and you got to get these people out of here. You started thinking about your money, but you ain't thinking about these people out here in Kingwood. You ain't thinking about these people in Seattle Plantation. You ain't thinking about none of these people down here on this coastline. None of this here. And it's the Remy Hot. Because y'all lying and y'all scamming. And all you people donate, stop now. Don't donate another quarter. Get down here and find you somebody down here in Houston that needs some help. Because I know people that's displaced that need help. I got homeboys out here. Dale Harris, his man in the hotel, helping with his house. You want to know Uncle Bud in the hood, 80 years old, his roof that fell in. Somebody put a roof on there. It'll take $5,000, $6,000. Send that man $5,000, $6,000 and talk to him on the phone. He over there scared. You know what I'm saying? Don't keep donating your money to these people. Your money, you giving your money away. These people finna be driving Rolls Royces in a month. These people is finna burn up out of Houston. It ain't gonna never be the same down here. I can tell you that now. All you people like to come to Houston party. Houston's not the place to party no more because all these people is displaced. And they not going to rebuild these people's homes. They not over here trying to help nobody. They collecting money. But where they at? People is going to the neighborhoods trying to help people tear out their walls and stuff. Get some money while these people tear it out. Give them some money to put some sheetrock up so they can go back home. They don't need to be in no trailers. They need to be in their houses. This is running me hot, man. They up here lying. Now they talking about it ain't that much chemical in there. They lying. Why the police in the hospital, you know? Much love to all the police that have been sacrificing. I ain't tripping by no laws. These people need help, too. Some of these people out here, police officers, rescue people out here, saving people, putting their lives on the line for people, and their houses flooded. They looking for their families. You know what I'm saying? What y'all going to do for them? What y'all going to do for them? That's all I want to know. You know what I'm saying? What y'all going to do for all these people? They got all these schools destroyed. But you talking about school next week. Who going to teach them? The teachers over there at the shelters. This is crazy that y'all scamming the people. And I want y'all to let y'all know, man, this is a scam. This is one of the biggest scams I done saw to ever hit Houston, Texas, man. This is a white-collar crime against the people. You know what I'm saying? They already breaking up they taking up the gas. You know why they taking up the gas? This is the Gulf Coast. They trying to tell you, oh, the chemical plant's messed up. All this here. These people, all this stuff is jacking up. Food prices going up. Our food prices going up, and people can't go to their jobs. Teachers ain't been to school. These people is misplaced. This is crazy.
This is capitalism, Brother Chavis. That's a video report from Kenya Chavis. You can find him on Facebook. That is where this video. Thank you, Tanya, for sharing that video with us. And yeah, so you got another report from somebody on the ground that people are not being helped. And again, check the Red Cross track record on Haiti. Haitians will tell you about it. Haitians will tell you about it. So I would try to, if you want to contact people in Houston, reach out to them directly. Again, Black Rose is a Black Talk Radio host on this network. Get at me. I'll forward the information to your information to her, and you can talk to her about where you can direct your funds. Again, they are taking up donations for their own relief efforts and trying to help the people get some of the things that they need. Also, we posted, as I mentioned earlier, a local fundraiser right there in Houston that Black Rose recommended. And also the church, Beyonce's church, where she donates that money to help the homeless people, even built apartments for. So I would go through churches in places like that. Not Joel Osteen. No, not him. All right. But reach out to some of them Black churches in Houston, Black Talk Radio listeners. But I have to concur with these people. Don't give it to the Red Cross. But Mr. Chavis, this is capitalism. They never fail to capitalize off of somebody else's pain. If they can make a dollar, they will make a dollar. I saw a story come out on CNN the other day, and they were talking about that plane prices. They were talking about airfare. And I forget what city they were talking about. A one-way ticket to whatever city they were talking about was $170. $170. Now the price of that ticket is $1,400 to get out of that area. How about this? How about your ticket prices being zero and evacuating people that have somewhere else to go, who have relatives in another part of the country, but do not have the funds to purchase your $1,400 ticket? What about all these bus companies that could have been not charging people, but giving people free rides to evacuate? But then they come in after they then gouge the people on their prices, and then, hey, they can give a million or two. You just then sucked a million or more out the people who had the little bit of resources to buy some plane tickets, bus tickets, and transportation out of there. But this is this country. This is a pillar of capitalism. When a country is founded on slavery, not just founded on slavery, but has continued to practice slavery unabated for 200 plus years, then we shouldn't be surprised that human life is not highly valued unless they can make a buck off of it. So very heartfelt, very passionate report there from Mr. Kenya Chavis, who was down in the Houston area. We appreciate that report, Mr. Chavis. Now, Harvey.
Hello, this is Scotty Reed, and thank you for listening to this podcast and sharing it with others. Please consider making a donation to the U.S.-based nonprofit media organization Black Talk Media Project in support of its efforts to elevate independent Black voices. You can also support the work by joining the network's social media community, BTR Community, for just $24 a year. Black Talk Media Project is leading the way in the production of grassroots Black media.